Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text this morning is taken from the Holy Gospel as read. And the theme this morning, Jesus sends the Spirit of Truth. Please be seated. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, did you hear of the man who was charged with a crime, and he was so convinced that he was innocent that he thought he did not need a lawyer? So when he appeared before the judge, he politely informed the judge that he would be defending himself. The judge sternly looked at the man and said, "Sir, I must warn you, the man who defends himself has a fool for a lawyer." So true. Jesus knew that we would be confronted with difficulties and trials and temptations to our faith. So he sent the Holy Spirit, knowing that we cannot defend ourselves. We need one who is greater than us to defend us, to guide us, to comfort us. The Holy Spirit is fully capable of defending you, dear friend. He is fully capable of guiding you, of comforting you. So today we celebrate Pentecost, the sending of the Holy Spirit, the birthday of the church. Today Jesus promises that he would send his Spirit, and he did. He sent the Spirit of Truth. Today there is much confusion. Today there are many, many false teachings about the Holy Spirit. Therefore, this morning, you will hear why. Why Jesus sends the Holy Spirit. Who is he? And why did Jesus send him? The Holy Spirit is the Parakletos. That's the Greek word that is used for the Holy Spirit. It means counselor, or better yet, it means the comforter. It is the Holy Spirit who willingly comforts you. He's the one who willingly stands next to you, for he is always with you, and he will always point you to the cross of Jesus Christ. He comforts you with the knowledge that your Lord is always with you. He comforts you with the knowledge that your Lord has died for you, that he has risen on the third day for you, that he has ascended into heaven for you, and that he will come one day for you. He comforts you with the knowledge of what Jesus said and what Jesus did. The Holy Spirit gives. He freely gives to you the absolute saving truth, Jesus. For he will always point you to your Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit, Jesus sent him, and he sent him by his word from the Father. And today, we as Lutherans know that the Holy Spirit comes to us through the means of grace. The Holy Spirit came to each and every one of you when you were baptized there at the font. He came to you, he filled you, he gave you faith, and it is he who keeps you in the one true faith. The Holy Spirit comes to you through the preached word. For in the preached word, he once again will always point you to the Logos. The Logos, the word. The word is truth. Jesus is the truth. And the Holy Spirit will point you nowhere else. In the Blessed Sacrament, in the Sacrament of the Altar, the Holy Spirit is present there also. As you take the Lord's body and his blood into your body, it is he who convicts your heart. He convicts you, telling you that your sin has been forgiven, showing you what Jesus has done for you. And once again, he comforts you with the knowledge, yes, that all your sin is forgiven. The Holy Spirit is from the Father. He is sent by the Son. And in the sending of the Holy Spirit, He reveals the full unity of the Holy Trinity. Next week, we will actually confess the full unity of the Holy Trinity in that long creed that we always speak on Holy Trinity Sunday, the Athanasian Creed. And in that creed, it fully confesses for you and for me of who Jesus truly is, of who the Father truly is, of who the Holy Spirit truly is, the Blessed Trinity, in unity in one. Three persons, one God. It's the Holy Spirit who shows us this, who gives us faith in the Trinity. The Holy Spirit is our witness. He witnesses or testifies about Jesus. Now, maybe some of you have sat on a trial and you had to be a witness. And a witness is supposed to tell the truth. We know that sometimes witnesses don't tell the truth. But this witness sent from God, He always tells the truth. For He is the Spirit of truth. He will always point you to the truth. And the truth is Jesus. You see, the Holy Spirit will always, always direct you to the person, to the work, to the Word. If someone teaches a different Holy Spirit, a Holy Spirit that is directing you away from Jesus, that person isn't teaching or preaching about the Holy Spirit. He or she is preaching a different spirit, a spirit that is not the truth. The Holy Spirit will also lead you. You, His disciples, He will lead you to testify about the truth. He led the first 11. After Judas had committed suicide, the Holy Spirit was sent, as Jonathan read in our epistle lesson, there in Jerusalem as tongues of fire. And the disciples testified about Jesus. They testified about what they saw and what Jesus did. They saw it with their own eyes. These men were there. Therefore, their testimony is true. For the Holy Spirit has led them to speak the truth. The Holy Spirit will also lead each and every one of you to the truth. He will also lead you to testify of the truth, that Jesus is your Savior. He will lead you to testify what Jesus has done for you, here at the cross, there at the font, here at the altar. He will lead you to testify of the means of grace. For in those means of grace, there is salvation and there is life. Now we know that while Jesus was on this earth, that He was hated. He was hated by His enemies. They were looking for a different kind of Messiah. Not a Messiah who preached of peace. A Messiah who preached of tranquility, of the forgiveness of sins. A Messiah who said that you were to love your enemy. He wasn't the Messiah that they were looking for. They were looking for a Messiah who would destroy the enemies of Israel. But Jesus came to destroy a greater enemy, your greater enemy. He came to destroy sin, death, and the power of the devil. Therefore, Jesus tells His disciples, if you were of the world would love you as its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. In our adult Bible class, I gave them three examples of persecution of the church. I could have gave them 100 more. And you could probably give 100 more. Yes, though, here in America, you aren't being lined up and having your heads lopped off. Here in America, the persecution is happening, though. All you have to do is watch television, read the newspaper, or even go out into the community. And there are people who will hate you because you say that you're a Christian. You see, our Lord He truly was delivered up for our trespasses and raised up for our justification, as we hear in the book of Romans. And because he has done this work for us, he is hated. Because he has done this work for you, you will be hated. Therefore, as Jesus tells us, the Holy Spirit was come, he was sent, he came to testify. To testify about three very important aspects of your life. The truth concerning sin, the truth concerning righteousness, and the truth concerning judgment. Sin. You and I are sinners. There's no doubt about it. We know that we sin daily and that we sin much. All you have to do is think over the last day. Think of all that you have done wrong. You've spoke ill of someone. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. Rather, you did that which you were not supposed to do. You looked at someone with lust in your eyes. You wished you had something that your neighbor has. And maybe even to the point that you actually went and got it underhandedly. All these show us that we are sinners. And the Holy Spirit has come to convict us of our sin. You see, my friends, many times we judge ourselves by the standard of the world. You know, the world says that you have to follow these simple rules, and if you follow these simple rules, life is good. And you'll look good, but not in the eyes of God. God judges differently. And the Holy Spirit convicts you of this sin. You see that you and I, we always miss the mark. Unlike Robin Hood, who always hit the bullseye, we are like Father John, who we miss the mark. We shoot high, we shoot low, we shoot to the right, we shoot to the left. We always miss the mark. You see, at the heart of sin is your unwillingness and my unwillingness to submit to God. And that's the problem with the world also. Concerning sin, Jesus said, is because they do not believe in me. The Holy Spirit alone comes to us and gives us this knowledge. He comes through the means of grace to show us that we are sinners. Yet though, because of what Jesus has done for us, he leads us to know the truth that Jesus has died for us and that our sin has been washed away. It's been forgiven. The Holy Spirit comes to show us righteousness, to convict the world of righteousness. Jesus said that he convicts of righteousness because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Perfect obedience, perfect righteousness. We can never do that by our own work, by our own achievements. You've just heard how poorly you missed the mark. What makes you think that you can stand before God and justify yourself? You see, the Father will not accept your sacrifice because your sacrifice, yes, once again, misses the mark. It's not the truth. Therefore, the Holy Spirit shows us the one who is true. He shows us true obedience. True obedience to God is self-surrender to him. You know, self-surrender. Obedience offends old Adam, and it offends the world. We don't want someone doing something for us. We think that Jesus, well, he died on the cross, that's true, but he needs a little help. So therefore, I have to do this, and I have to do this, and I have to do that. That's self-righteousness. It's self-justification. And it's not acceptable. It misses the mark. The Holy Spirit also comes concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. Jesus told his apostles that they would face much opposition, that they would be persecuted. And it happened right after he ascended. It didn't take long. And we know what happened after that. They were driven out of the synagogue. They were told that they had to be circumcised. They were told they had to follow the law. And that also meant they had to follow Roman law. And when they didn't follow Roman law, into the Colosseum they went, they were fed to the lions. And that persecution continues even today. Yet the Holy Spirit, He was with those men, and He is with you, the church. And He shows you that even in our persecution, we can stand up to it because He is with us and He will never leave us. The Holy Spirit fortifies you in the battles against the evil one. You see, the devil has been defeated. Take confidence in this. The devil has been defeated, and it happened right here. When Jesus said, "It is finished," it was finished. The devil had lost. But he doesn't give up. He has no power over you, but he tries to convince you by lies, by dirty lies, that he does have power over you. My friends, apart from the Spirit, you have none of these gifts that you have been told about. You have none of the gifts that you deserve. But it's only by the Spirit Himself who gives you these gifts. The gifts of comfort, of peace, of love, of self-control, of grace, of the knowledge of who Jesus truly is. He truly is your comforter, the one who counsels you. And in this case, your counselor is God. So as we close, we thank God. We thank God on this birthday of the church that for the sake of the Son, He has sent the Holy Spirit to you. And the work of the Holy Spirit is to convict you that for Jesus' sake, all your sin, each and every one of them, is forgiven. Forgiven by the blood of the Lamb who has died for you, who has risen for you, who has ascended for you. And yes, dear friend, He is coming. He is coming for you. All of this because of the Holy Spirit's work in your life, by the grace and by the mercy of God. Thanks be to Jesus. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever. Amen.